Hey, hello everybody. Welcome to Big League Fishing. Doug Flynn, Josh Toftis today. Beautiful day, Josh.
Yes, it is.
You going camping this weekend?
No, but I've been backpacking, well, hiking for the past 2 weekends in a row, which has been fun.
Outstanding. No bears, no bees, no nothing.
Nope.
Perfect. Our buddy Munson is working today. He's been fishing. He fished the Fishers of Men tournament. I don't know why I'm so hoarse today, other than the fact that I spoke twice the last 2 evenings.
Well, you know, Keeneland started last week.
And that has to do with me because?
You said you're so hoarse.
Oh!
You get it?
Yeah. I get it.
That's a good one.
I get it. Anyway, I'm actually fishing this weekend.
Taking Keith's position right now, you know.
That was a Keithism. All right, in the last week, here's the things I found out about myself. Are you ready, everybody? This early in the morning. Went in, my heart's looking pretty good, so they thought there might be some stuff going on there, probably something I've had since birth that they just now finding at age 65, almost. So that is all good. I'm going to have hip surgery May the 2nd. Get me a new hip. Because you've seen how I'm walking.
So you'll be hip.
I'll be hip. I'm already hip. Mm-hmm. I'll be too hipped.
You'll be a hipster.
I will be a double hipster. So I can't wait to get that done because it'd be barking right now. You know when you're hurting and almost too hurting to go fishing that something's not good.
I mean, you almost fell into here.
I know. I can't help it. It is barking. I can't hardly put pressure on it. But anyway, get a new hip. Heart's good. Cancer pick, all that stuff was good. My dad's home. He's doing better. I'm ready to go fishing. They're still killing fish at every place. We're going to talk about some of that today. Munson went down and fished the Fishers of Men with Greg Proffitt. They had a rough first day. We'll get him to tell us about it. Second day, came back with almost 20 pounds, put him up in the top 10. And then they went back out the next day and struggled a little bit. I don't know. We'll find out what happened. I think there were some circumstances that came up that they had no control over.
I heard there was a lock issue.
That's it.
They were waiting forever or something on the lock.
That's it. And so instead of getting to their spot to fish, they missed about an hour and a half of the early morning bite. So that's a big deal when you're out there catching fish at a certain time, certain place. But we'll get him to tell us all about it. Just remember, he's full of excuses and alibis, so I'm sure we're going to hear him all today. You know, our fishing has not been real good lately, and believe it or not, and we've talked about this a lot on this show, the fishing quality in this state, people know their lakes, and they fish them regularly, and they catch fish on them. They're very good. So if you're a foreigner, an out-of-towner, out-of-stater, you come in to try to fish against the local boys, you better bring your A game, because they can get it done. And they've been getting it done, taking 20 pounds almost every single lake just to win, and 15 to 17 just to get a check. So I don't expect my brother and I will do too good this week, but we're going to go out with a nice day of fellowship. He pulled his dadgum hamstring playing softball. How about that?
So both of you are pretty much crippled.
We're both on the DL. Playing hurt this week. We will be Advil and Tylenol'd up. That ought to be my sponsor.
That's the only way to do it.
That's easy. What don't you think? We ought to call them Metamucil and Advil.
Yeah. Just get them in here.
Yeah.
You know, it's allergy season coming up, too. Oh, get Claritin in on that,
boy,
too, as
isn't
well.
Isn't that the truth? Do you get bad allergies?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Which is, it's even worse because I go camping all the time. I pretty much have to take a Claritin when I go to sleep at night in a tent. Otherwise, when I wake up, I'm not going to be able
to
breathe.
Does it work?
Yeah, about halfway.
You know, you think you're born and raised here. At some point in time, you get immune to it.
Mm-hmm. No. If they sponsored us, though, it would work all the way. I mean, it would be incredible.
Well, we need to make a few phone calls along the way. Big League Fishing here this morning. Hope you're having a good time. A little raspy today. I think I'm getting a little raspy all the time. I'm going to start to talk like Moms Mabley. Remember her?
Who?
There was an old comedian. Moms Mabley, and she talk about it. And it was just pitiful.
That's before my time.
Yeah, that's true. There was. Who was I talking to the other day or watching a show talking about Andy Griffith and some of these others, and they went, I don't know what you're talking about. I beg your pardon? Talking about music back in the early days. Don't know what you're talking about. Good night. Some of that music we had in the 60s was really good, and it stayed around. You know,
I know a lot of it.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Not that junk you put on a couple of weeks ago. But
I thought that was your all's favorite.
No, that was not. You got some bad info on that.
I'll have to look for some more.
We got to have some good stuff. I'm really in the music mood. So anything you can come up with, it's got a little pep, a little funk to it.
Oh, okay. I'll figure something out.
Matter of fact, something like a little Grand Funk Railroad or go back as far back as you can go.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, in the Hall of Fame, our buddy Chicago got put in there, and Jason Sheff and the boys, I'm very proud of them. Like, all went well. Today, though, we're going to talk fishing because I'm ready to go. Lake Cumberland fishing a big tournament this weekend, and it should be a dandy. Backwaters is running it, the Shimano tournament. It'll be run today as we speak. There should probably be 70 or 100 boats in it. The weather's supposed to be beautiful. People are still whacking on a whole bunch of fish. And that's all I'm hoping for today is to go down and just catch a good limit of fish. Well, that's not true. I'd be lying. I'm going to go down and catch a lot of fish. But, oh my goodness. You know, you can lead a horse to water. You can't make them drink. And we've led you to the water. I don't know. That's a sick. Thank you very much. Here we go. See, that's more my feel right there. I love that. But that turn down of whatever that junk was. Now he's a DJ. You know, we're doing all we can with this poor kid. More nonsense when we return on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mark Menendez with you. Big League Fishing, Keith and Doug. Keith's going to throw a fishing pole. Doug's probably going to throw a baseball. They're a lot of fun. You're going to learn a lot about our sport here on Big League Fishing.
Hi, Doug Flynn for J&H Outdoors, your headquarters for top quality tents, backpacks, and sleeping bags. New arrivals of climbing harnesses, ropes, and climbing shoes. Kayaks and canoes from Hobie, Piranha, and Old Town. And you have to see the footwear from Vibram Five Fingers, Chaco, and Merrill Barefoot. J&H Outdoor Store. More Drive just off Nicholasville Road. Turn between Raising Cane's and Wendy's. J&H Outdoor Store.
Hey folks, this is Doug Flynn, and I want to talk to you about Sutherland Chevrolet. You know, I'm pretty particular about what I drive. I stopped by, got the best service that I have ever received, and got me a brand new old pickup truck. It is absolutely wonderful. I've only taken it back once, and the service was incredible. Hey, if you're in the market for a nice vehicle, whether it be a truck or just a car, see our friends at Sutherland Chevrolet over in Nicholasville. You will not be disappointed.
But I love the fish. I spend all day out on this lake, and hell is all I catch. But today she met me at the door, said I would have to choose. And if I hit that fishing hole today, she'd be packing all her things and she'd be gone by noon.
Okay, everybody.
Well, I'm gonna miss her when I get home.
Baby.
Right now,
are we sick? We are fishermen and we are sick people. I don't know so far as to get rid of mama, but my goodness. Saw an article, man, trying to find him a girl who likes to fish. Send a picture of the bass boat. Hello. Welcome back to Big League Fishing. Doug and Josh sitting in here. Our partner, Mr. Munson's out working hard today because he's been away for a whole week fishing. So it sounds like he's got to do a lot. You know what? That rascal may have gone fishing today.
That's probably what it is.
He may be on the lake because I heard him say he could not fish on... I bet he's fishing.
Mm-hmm.
This is really disgusting.
Told us that he was working, but he's fishing.
I guarantee you he is because he's not answering his phone right now. That rascal, the nerve! He's been fishing all week and now we're going to do our show and he's taking off again. All right.
I don't know about him.
You're going to have to get all this expertise from me today because obviously when we talk together, neither one of us know what we're talking about, it seems. Got a dadgum fishing show and we're getting our rear end kicked by all these really good fishermen around the state. So we're going to try it again. Going to be on Lake Cumberland all day today, trying to catch us up a bunch. probably going to have close to 20 pounds to win, and there's some guys that are catching it. That means you're having a 4-pound average, and they've been coming in with some good fish, well over 5 and 6 pounders, smallmouth and largemouth. And I hear, too, that the stripers are biting. Right up close to dark, you're catching a lot of stripers. And so today, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do is we're fishing. I'm going to go down, and I'm going to probably throw a spinnerbait some and a jerkbait, maybe just a little bit, try to get back, do some flipping. I will try every way in the world to try to round up some fish today. Hopefully, I don't have to throw a jig. Hopefully, I don't have to throw a shaky head. Then I can catch some before that. But, man, I know there's the guys that are on that lake, Josh. They're amazing how good they are. They've got their patterns figured out. They know exactly where to go to catch the fish. And if you're trying to beat them, it's really hard to do.
Got to do your homework.
Got to do your homework, but you also got to fish flawlessly.
Get lucky.
Get lucky. Fish good. Anytime you get a big fish on, get him in. Don't make any mistakes, and it's hard to do all the time. But the cool thing is there's nothing that gets me more pumped than getting out on the lake, especially getting ready to go on the lake. I love the early morning drive down. I like.
What's your prep? Do you have like a routine that you always go through?
The routine is that I very seldom get any sleep before I go. I try. Get up about 3:30 or 4. Go in, get all cleaned up a little bit. Then head out, usually get me maybe a cup of coffee or drink me a big bottle Zizia.
Or Diet Mountain Dew.
I wait a little bit on the Mountain Dew.
Okay.
I wait till I get down close to the water.
Yeah.
Then I get down close to the water and have me a little dew. And then I just sort of, you know, the night before is the preparation, get all my stuff, get it all packed up, ready to go. Know exactly what I'm going to try to do. So when I get down there.
You don't string new lines or anything, do you?
That's already been done.
Okay.
That's during the week when I'm sitting home watching Survivor. See, you're starting to sound just like Munson.
So, I told you I'm taking on the role.
Good point. So I get out. That's all taken care of. Got my baits on. Know exactly what I'm going to throw. Try not to overthink this. Just go out and have fun and fish. So as I'm fishing today, I'll be with my little brother. He likes to fish a certain way. I like to fish a certain way. And hopefully we're
going to. Who's right?
Yes. If you ask either one of us, we're both right. We very seldom get on the same pattern. But we have fun, and there's nobody that laughs more. We laugh at each other more than we laugh at anything. And I think one of the keys to having a good time fishing is get you a partner that you enjoy being with, somebody that you won't get mad at, somebody that you'll have fun with the whole day.
That's the same way with camping. Somebody that won't complain. Yeah.
How's that working?
It's good. It's good.
Does that mean you take your wife or your
friend? I take my wife. Funny story about that. I'm kind of dogging one of my friends right now, but when he first came out, the first time he ever came out, he was a little bit soft on it, and my wife was a little bit tougher on the trails than he was.
Whoa.
She didn't have any problems. She'd never, you know, the only time that she has really gotten after me is when we were first starting out backpacking and stuff. She'd never been before. I decided to take her on the rough trail and the gorge, and it was a little bit too tough for her, and she got a blister early on, and she was pretty much cursing me the whole way.
You were trying to discourage her from going with you all the time.
No, I was just, you know, letting her see what it was like. I was giving her the full effect, and apparently it was a little bit too much too soon. Now she can take the rough trail, though. She's good with that. And my buddy and I were working up on that to where he can do it as well. So
when you go backpacking, how far do you go?
It depends, you know. Usually,
you have a little watch or a little thing will tell you how far you've gone.
No, I just usually will go until it feels right. You know, all right. If I'm starting out for a day with a full pack, you know, I can get anywhere from 10 to 12 miles before I say, "Hey, I'm gonna sit down camp here." It depends on, you know, when you start, and then also it depends on, like, all right, if you want to actually relax at your camp for a little bit, you know, what time. Usually about 5 or 6 is when you're going to start looking for a place to camp and set up camp, but it depends.
Well, it's the same thing. It's just as important with that, with camping as
you gotta have that partner that's gonna be supportive, that's not gonna complain, that you can
gonna help out, fix up the camp.
Yeah, you can
kind of stuff.
You can send to go get wood and don't have to worry about them. You can.
How do you present that to your very lovely about going to get some wood?
Oh, she's good about it. I get her to get the the evergreen branches because we always insulate our tent and stuff. And I give her a hatchet and tell her to go to work, and she's out there getting all the limbs for us and everything. Right. And I'm getting the actual wood for burning and stuff like that. And I set up the tent and various things while she does that.
So,
yeah. It's pretty well-oiled machine when we go out there. I mean, as soon as we get to the camp, it's just automatic. We know what our jobs are.
Yep, I like that. I'm the same way when I go with Keith. We got our routines. We all know what our responsibilities are.
So you're comparing yours and Keith's relationship to mine and my wife's.
Well, we've become very close lately.
Just lately,
we've become very close. That rascal's been married longer than me. He's been married 40-something years now. I know, and he's not that old. Maybe not 40, but close to it. Shoot, I got 34 under my belt. It goes really fast. And I tried to fish with my wife one time, then she started catching bigger fish than me.
That didn't work out.
No, you need to go find something else to do. So she's now goes to work out, and I'll go get fat and fish. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Sound like a deal to me.
My wife and I work out together. That's another thing we do together.
We're going to start when I get my hip done, then we'll start back doing it again. Because we go to the gym same time. I like to do the elliptical, stay in shape. You know, if you sit out in that boat all the time, and of course you're not really sitting. Most guys today are standing up on the front deck and running the trolling motor, and it can be stressful on your back and your legs.
Oh yeah.
So it doesn't hurt to go and do some core stuff.
Start doing some deadlifts too.
That's it.
Get that small part of the back.
Oh,
you know,
man.
Get it good and strong.
Because your back's bad, it screws up everything.
I read a story about an 84-year-old grandmother from like Philadelphia, who she was having trouble getting out of her chair at home, so she went and joined a gym, ended up setting the state record for her age group for deadlift.
No.
Can deadlift 225 three times, 84 years old.
Wow. A woman.
Yeah.
A grandma.
Yeah.
Dang. So she got, if you get that good, you know, everything's go getting the core. Talking about golfers or baseball or anything, strengthening the core. That's one of the things that if you don't put an effort into doing it, you're not going to get her done.
Yeah.
But it works fishing, especially for fishing. Because I watch Keith. He doesn't have a pedestal or a seat in the front. He stands up. You know, I like to have a pedestal so I can at least lean on it. But he doesn't. And he'll sit there and run that trolling motor. And I don't know. He's very good at it, obviously. But shoot, man, I told him, he'll say, come up here and run this. And I went, I'll get up here now in this bad leg. It's not very fun.
You get sore after a while.
Then you find yourself in a certain position. You got to switch around. But it's, God, that's the fun of the whole preparation for getting ready to go fish is what fires me up. Then you get down there and you start seeing all the guys you know and some good friends, and they're all going out the same thing in mind you are, so you can go out and figure these things out. But friendly, good people. And a lot of us are getting older. And hopefully the younger group. We got some younger guys that need to learn a little manners.
Manners, what do you mean?
Respect.
So are there unwritten laws of fishing that should be imparted upon other people?
There are.
When we get back, we can talk about it. We only got a minute, and I don't want to get into that, you know, right now.
Because if I get into it, I could get pretty
heavy.
Yeah,
I could already tell that you were getting pretty emphatic and passionate about it.
Steamed up right now, thinking about these young whippersnappers, and
they need to get off our lawn.
When I think of that, I think about these youngsters up in Cincinnati that are starting to fall apart. My boys,
after such a great start,
I know, and now they are just. Man, I've been up there for 2 days, and the temperature and the atmosphere is not very good.
So you brought it. We now know who to blame.
No.
Oh, okay.
I went up there to try to fix it.
Oh, okay. All right.
And obviously, I have not
fixed it. You're still working on it.
I'm still working on it. Hey, I want some more good music, okay?
Okay.
I like that last one.
We'll figure out something.
No, I'm picking it this time, not that jive you've been putting on there. You hear me? Oh, my God.
This is good.
There ain't a fisherman one listening to this show that's got that on their radio.
They're loving it.
I'm going to give you all Josh's phone number. Call him and let him know how you feel about this garbage that he's got on here. We'll be back in just a minute here on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Hello, this is Bailey Turner, and you are listening to Big League Fishing with Doug Flynn and Keith Munson, my GDAD. And they will be right back.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, Doug Flynn here. Are you tired of your cable company? Well, get rid of them. Get DirecTV from Impact Satellite. I've been thinking about getting DirecTV, but I didn't want to get it from a website, and I like doing business with a local person. Then I found Impact Satellite, Central Kentucky's premier local DirecTV dealer. They helped me choose the best package and equipment for me and scheduled a day and time for my installation. The installer was on time. I didn't have to wait 4 hours and wonder if they were going to get there or not. Do you want TV service in your business? They can take care of that too. The DirecTV experts at Impact Satellite will put together the best plan for your business, and the service is great. Do what I did. Get rid of your cable company and get DirecTV from Impact Satellite, the area's premier local DirecTV dealer. Call Impact Satellite at 502-867-0157. That's 502-867-0157. Or visit the showroom in Georgetown at 104 Lawson Drive between Walmart and 84 Lumber. Impact Satellite. Tell them Doug Flynn sent you and save an extra $10 per month for the first 10 months.
Brantley. Brantley Gilbert?
Yeah, man, that's me.
You're the best thing to hit country music in a while, man.
I appreciate it, brother, but I'm actually about to go on stage in a sec. Hold up. Is that a Diet Mountain Dew?
Yeah, it's got a great kick.
Yeah, that bold citrus taste.
Yeah. Well, hey, I know you got a show to go do, so, you know.
It doesn't taste like other diets,
man. Hey, well, good luck out there.
Man, I love the taste of Diet Dew.
Brantley, you're on.
Man, I'll give you anything for it.
Seriously?
Anything.
Anything?
Welcome to the home of the hillbilly. Yeah, baby, there's...
Hope it was worth ruining your concert for.
Every sip.
Diet Mountain Dew. Yeah, it tastes that good.
Hi, Doug Flynn here. When I got to the age of getting a driver's license, I started paying more attention to types of cars, rules of the road, and yes, what kind of tires to drive on. Well, 46 years later, I still depend upon tires from S&S Tire. Located in Beaumont, Brandon Crossing, Nicholasville, and Richmond Roads, I can be assured of the very best quality and service around. Visit my friends at S&S Tire. You'll be glad you did.
Again, catch us if you can.
Is that what the fish are saying to you guys?
Oh, that's cold.
We will yell with all
that's
of
just
our
cold.
Might. Catch us if you can.
This is their theme song.
Whatever fish in Lake Cumberland right now. Sitting there going, come on, boys. Catch us if you can.
Now we gotta run.
Is that great? You didn't have to say that, though, by the way.
What?
That was cold.
No.
It was cold. See, now you're saying, I don't get on your backpack and don't be getting on the fishes.
There's nothing to get on about my backpack, and it's flawless.
Wow. And where can people learn more about your backpacking?
Well, you know, they can come to the Man Cave Sports Podcast. We talk about it occasionally on there. Actually, me and Rich, the co-host of that show, are going to be going on the Shelby Trace Trail and doing a few weekends and trying to hike all the way down to Tennessee.
Really?
Yeah.
What? When's that going to take place?
Not sure yet. We're planning it. We're in the planning process. It's happening, though.
Well, that'll be pretty cool, then.
Yeah.
That'll be, you going to document it, like with a GoPro or something?
Yeah. You got a GoPro.
That's what I need to do. I'm going to get me a GoPro. They're pretty easy to run.
Yeah.
I want to get one today.
What's that that Keith's got?
It's like a GoPro, but it's a,
yeah.
I don't know. They didn't give one to me.
Ion cameras. Those are, yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
He didn't give me one, so I'm not going to advertise one.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to get me something because and then film it tomorrow because I've seen a couple. It's amazing the pictures you get with those. And mm-hmm. Little mount right on the back of the boat somewhere or anywhere.
I've told you guys about it before, but I have a actual video of me in the Gulf of Mexico with a kayak, and I'm adjusting the GoPro, and then I flip over. It's pretty funny. My wife likes to watch it.
Are they waterproof?
Yes. Thank God.
Hey, Big League Fishing here. It's fishing day. Hope you're going fishing. If you're not, you're probably going to Keeneland. If you're not, you're probably cutting your grass. If you're not, you're probably playing golf. If you're not, you're not...
You're backpacking.
You're backpacking.
You forgot about that.
No, I didn't.
You're hiking, you're backpacking.
I just didn't want to bring it up.
You're scouting campsites. You're enjoying the gorge.
Oh, the gorge is nice, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You can keep people from falling off.
I mean, I was at a pretty good spot the other week. I was over at Oxier Ridge.
Yep.
About to post some of these photos up on the Big League Fishing site.
Yeah.
Big League Camping. I mean, Big League Fishing site.
Today it's Big League Fishing in.
Yeah, see, that's me.
Who's
and my
dog.
Dog
is that?
That's me and my dog.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that is cool. Now, right at the end of that
that's
is
it. That's
where you go over, right?
Yeah, that's called Courthouse Rock right there that you're looking at, that big rock there.
The one in the
and
middle.
And that's from Oxier Ridge.
That is really cool. How come they don't have any ropes or anything to keep you from going off the end?
Because it's, I mean,
your job not to fall.
Yeah, it's rugged wilderness.
How's your dog like? What kind of dog is that?
Oh, he loves it. He's an Australian Shepherd, a miniature. So
beautiful.
He's like a normal Australian Shepherd, except, you know, like a little bit smaller.
He is pretty. Wow.
He's pretty good. He loves hiking.
Look at they all have those eyes, don't they?
Yeah, he's got the blue, one blue and one. And one brown. He's a pretty funny guy.
You know, I've always wanted to take my dog out in the boat fishing with me, and I had a couple of labs. And the problem is we've always had two dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't just take one with you.
Yeah, and they can be trouble when they're together.
When they're together, they take up a lot of room in the boat. And then I've had guys that have had Jack Russells as pets and take them fishing. And you see some guys out on houseboats with their labs, but mm-hmm. I got two Goldens. And if I take one of them out, you can't even walk one without the other one going. They think something's happening.
I saw something pretty funny, actually. I saw two Irish bloodhounds on the trail a few weeks ago, and they had taken off from their owners and just were running full speed down the trail. The only reason they stopped was because my dog was with us, and they wanted to come play, and we held them, and their owners were literally a mile down the trail.
Wow.
And they had run that far ahead, and we're just going to keep going.
You know, speaking of that, we're fishing the other week. And we see these beagles. We hear them just going crazy. Arr, arr, arr. Beagles can't shut up. And they come down by the water, and there's a mama and five babies. And they're all walking, and the mom and three of the babies just keep right on trucking, and two of them get left. And I said to Keith, should we go over and get those? He said, no. He said, she's just teaching them a little bit right now. She knows where they are. And I went, what are you, a dog whisperer or what? He says, well, they'll find their way. They'll pick up the scent eventually, and then they'll be able to get there. Said, right now, they're just kind of feeling on their own. And, you know, knowing me, I'd have gone over and picked them up mm-hmm. probably and taken them because I just – and we've done that. We rescued a dog one time up on a cliff. We heard this weird sound. Have I told you this story?
No.
We go up and get the dog. My cousin takes a rope because it's almost like a straight up and down. We tie the rope. And we hold and sort of ease him back down as he picks up the dog, ties the dog around his waist with the belt. He sat up there a while. We get the dog down, hasn't eaten. We take it over, feed it, go by three or four boat docks. Anybody lost a dog? Anybody need a dog? Put it on the radio. Nobody claimed the dog. We bring it back home, give it to my cousin's got a farm.
Mm-hmm.
A week later, the dog has six puppies.
Well,
is a mama that had evidently got stuck out somewhere to have her pups. And so they had the pups, and they're all doing really well. So it was really a cool story. But sometimes you got to let nature be nature. By the way, I've been spending time up at the zoo, Cincinnati Zoo. It is fabulous.
I need to go up there.
It is absolutely
I usually go up there about once a year. I went up last year with my little niece, and it was a blast.
You need to go
blast.
Now because it's zoo babies now.
Yeah. I saw some of them last year. I saw the gorilla zoo baby.
Yep.
That was pretty cool.
We saw her. She's three now,
mm-hmm.
and she hadn't got very big, but We're doing a story on KET about that.
It's all that'd be cool.
About zoo baby animals. So I've got some friends that look like little zoo babies. Maybe they look like big zoo babies, actually. So maybe we'll do a story on them. Back with more Big League Fishing in just a moment.
This is Boudreaux Mir from South Louisiana, and I'm teaching them boys from Big League Fishing everything I know, and hopefully they'll be right back.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest, and we love him for it.
Central Bank, serious about banking, crazy about UK. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Doug Flynn for J&H Outdoors, your headquarters for top quality tents, backpacks, and sleeping bags. New arrivals of climbing harnesses, ropes, and climbing shoes. Kayaks and canoes from Hobie, Piranha, and Old Town. And you have to see the footwear from Vibram Five Fingers, Chaco, and Merrill Barefoot. J&H Outdoor Store. Moore Drive just off Nicholasville Road. Turn between Raising Cane's and Wendy's. J&H Outdoor Store.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
This is my song, Back to the Fish.
Won't you give me just one more chance? Maybe we could make a little romance. No reason why you and me can't get it back together like it used to.
Once again, with the Exile songs about romance and various things, and it's just you and me doing the show.
No, see,
I don't understand it.
This is my song, To the Fish.
Oh, okay. There's they need to give you one more chance.
What's catches if you can.
Okay. I get it now.
You get it?
There's always some sort of excuse, but you make it logical in some way.
You're
but
reading more into this.
I think there's something here. I don't know about it.
I'm trying to worry about you and your camping trips. Get out there with bears and lions and tigers. And
snakes and everything else.
That's what we saw up at the Cincinnati Zoo, man. We saw Tawkins. Cheetahs.
What?
Yeah.
What Tawkins? What are those?
The only way I can describe a Tawkin is it looked like a ram bred with a bear.
What?
It's
that's crazy sounding.
You can pull it up. T-A-K-I-N.
T-A-K-I-N?
Yep.
I'm going to look that up.
They're an endangered animal from China, and they have three or four of them up in Cincinnati, and then at a place called The Wilds up in Columbus, Ohio, which is a Jack Hanna deal. Now, see? Doesn't that look like that?
Yeah, that's...
Check it out.
Now, see, that's odd.
I mean, you got kind of a ram sort of head on
it.
It's a climber.
But then, like, as big as a bear.
And then big as a bear.
And...
Now,
wow,
the Tawkin, they have a dog that serves as a surrogate mom up at the Cincinnati Zoo.
Really?
And so it has,
what type of dog is it?
It is, that's a good question.
I feel like it had to be pretty big to be.
No, it's not big, but it has helped raise cheetahs.
Oh, man.
Baby Tawkins, all kinds of stuff. This dog is just a fabulous. Blakely is the dog's name, and it is a star. But you can see those things are very good climbers.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I know. It is wild. Saw baby cheetahs. We saw pigs. We saw bonobos. think that's the way you say it.
You know all the names and everything. This is impressive.
You know, I'm I'm a well-educated man.
You know what I really like up there? That African Plains exhibit where they have them all together, kind of just out there. That's really cool.
Except for the,
I love seeing that.
Except for the lions.
Yeah, the lions kind of have to be separate because that would be a little bit of NC-17 mature audience show right there.
And they have a mama.
It's a family attraction.
And a daddy and three big baby lions up there. Rhinos.
I saw those lions up there last year, and it was kind of funny because one of the cubs was by the window, and somebody went up to it, and the mama lion was in the bushes, just crouching, kind of waiting. As soon as the cub kind of noticed the child, the mama lion came out and smacked at the window.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, get away from my baby.
We saw a lot of that with the baby monkeys or bonobos. They have 18 different primate species up there. It's really,
they've got that cool island with them all on. That's cool.
It is. And you know, I said, how do monkeys not swim? They said, well, some do. This particular breed does not. And in the wintertime, we got to take them to another place because if it freezes up, they could just walk right across the ice. So it's really cool, and the people up there are wonderful. So we're going to do a show on KET. It's going to be on pretty soon.
That'd be cool.
And they just treated us so well. It's outstanding. All right,
I need you to tell me about the unwritten laws of fishing.
Okay, here's a couple of them. One is to always be polite.
Okay.
You don't ease in on a guy fishing. The good grace period, a lot of people have said, don't get within 50 yards or 75 yards. Mm-hmm. We try to make it at least 100 yards. Because if somebody's fishing, if you see someone that's on a point headed toward a cove that's not very deep, you don't cut in front of them. You used to use common sense etiquette. And that's one of the biggest things. Backing boats in and, you know, being nice and letting people in and out. Because it gets really crowded there. It's just common sense etiquette, and there's a lot of people need a little work on that.
What about wake? Is wake a problem?
Well, wake is a law.
Yeah.
I mean, it's if you come to a place that says no wake. It used to be in the old days when you're fishing and you came by a boat that was out there, you would slow down. Now, because you're on big lakes, you don't see much of that anymore. You're just kind of blowing on.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I always, every time that I have my boat out on the river, I would slow down whenever I saw somebody fishing because I didn't want to mess with them.
And that's good if it's in an area where it's pretty calm. Mm-hmm. But if they're a main lake fishing, you really don't have to slow down too much because it's going to be rough out there all the time anyway.
It is a little bit choppy.
So, but there's just common sense etiquette rules, the things that you do, and be polite and, you know, have fun with it. Good night.
And kids these days need a lesson in this?
Need a lesson in this. And
they need to be listening to the show then.
Not only in fishing, but they need it in the baseball arena. And they need it. Everywhere.
That's why I keep on trying to, you know, modernize us for the kids, you know, and do these sort of things so they'll listen to our show and get our message, you know. Like, this is for the kids. Yeah, we're hip. You're getting your hip replaced.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I got nothing.
For the first time, Doug Flynn is speechless.
You know, who does that song, by the way?
That's Lil Jon.
Oh, well, I knew that.
Lil Jon.
Yeah.
L-I-L.
Let me tell you what you can do with Lil Jon and his music.
What's that?
Take it on a camping trip with you. Distribute it somewhere where the sun is not particularly shining.
Oh, okay.
How's that?
All right. So in the shade.
In the shade.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
So do you have anything else that you could enlighten us with that might be hip?
No.
That would have to do with fishing?
Well, if we haven't gotten our shirts yet with me, you know, on the armpits, that would make us hip.
And I have ordered more glue shirts, too.
I need one.
I know you do.
XL. Not double XL like you tried to give me.
Oh, that's right. But you look good in it.
I was pulling it back.
Ah!
I'm chubby. I'm chubby. I'm not huge though.
Well, I'm thinking, you know, you're a stout young man.
Yes.
You're lifting weights.
Mm-hmm.
You're bigger than I am, and I wear an extra large, so I thought just the progression.
I like to, you know, accentuate the muscles that I have gained.
Accentuate the positive.
Yeah, exactly.
I understand. Well, that dadgum Munson, I'm guaranteed he's fishing today.
He said that he was working, but you know that he's out there fishing because he's not answering.
No, working at, he said, no, I'm working at UK.
I don't believe it. We'll have to go over there.
I don't believe it either.
We're going to check on him.
You know, that is a mess over on campus right now, but it looks like it's going to be pretty spectacular when they finish.
He's who to blame, though.
Yeah, he
is. If you're driving through UK and you have an issue, just know that Keith Munson is the root.
That's right. Hey, you know what tonight is, this weekend, I mean?
What's that?
Kentucky's playing more baseball, and the girls are playing this week here, playing Missouri. Kentucky's playing at Vandy. They're ranked very high right now.
That's awesome.
Vandy's ranked high. They've won every series so far that they've played. The boys have. The girls are – they swept LSU last week. They're playing extremely well. So, man, if you want to watch some good baseball and softball, go watch the girls this weekend here, and then the boys will be back next week, and we'll be doing the games on TV. But it's a lot of fun, really good baseball.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I can't say that about north of the Ohio River.
Mm.
My boys have just –
for a little bit. I mean, they won out that series with the Pirates. That was good.
They won. They should have won all of them.
Yeah.
They gave they were ahead 5-2 and got beat.
Mm-hmm.
And they go into Chicago and take another big lead into the game, 3-0, into the seventh inning and a no-hitter.
Chicago, though,
get beat.
I think Chicago's going to be one of those teams to beat, though. So maybe they were getting the lesson early.
Chicago is one of those teams to beat. Good pitching, good hitting, good defense. They've done a good job. Joe Madden, their manager, is excellent. He is really good. So, they're going to be tough to beat. Who do you like? What team do you follow?
Oh, Reds.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, yeah. I have a bunch of friends who are Chicago fans, and they were giving me crap about this season, saying that, you know, we weren't going to be good. And I said, just you wait. And they said, well, that's what Cubs fans are good at.
Good point. You know, we're trying to get the Reds on radio. Wouldn't it be nice if we had them
here
on this station?
In Lexington. That's what we need.
That's what we need. And I understand we're in the process.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that the powers to be able to work that out.
Maybe then we can get some press passes for the Man Cave Sports Podcast, because they need to go up there and investigate
things.
That's
true. And then how about you and I doing a little Doug Flynn on Reds baseball or something, and you and I'll do. You can produce it for me.
Yeah, we can do that.
We'll sit here and do a little 60-second update every week.
Mm-hmm.
Let people know. A 90-second update.
That'll be good.
Let people know exactly what's going on. A lot of Reds fans around here. I see a lot of them down on the lake when I'm down there fishing.
And they had it briefly, but then, you know, it hasn't been on the air here for a little bit. And 700 WLW, you know, you can kind of get it, but it's a little bit faded once you get in the Lexington area.
Local. I mean, we all have it local.
Yeah.
Then we could bring some of those guys down here. We could make it feel like we're a part of the Reds family or they're a part of our ESPN family.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That'd be pretty good. But hopefully we'll be able to work that out, and then we can start getting the Reds guests on here.
Guests on the Man Cave Sports Podcast. They can come over to my house, hang out.
What was that show?
The Man Cave Sports Podcast. That is available on WLXG.com. You just click the podcast link right there, and you can click on it. And then you can also go to iTunes and subscribe to us.
Wow.
Stuff like that.
How do you find out good. Big League Fishing? Where do you
we go? We are right next to you guys. You guys are right next to us. Yeah.
See,
there's Big League Fishing right there, and you can click on that.
We're cross-promoting fishing.
Yeah, I talk about you guys on there.
Fishing and country music, and then
I don't say nice things.
Backpacking and that crap that you listen to. Let me ask something. When you're out there camping, do you listen to that crap when you're walking around on your headphones?
No, I
scare the animals.
What's even better is I have this little JBL Charge, which is a speaker, and I just listen to it on that.
As you're walking and
yeah, we're just bouncing through the forest, you know.
Hip-hop and camp don't go together.
I'm kidding. I don't listen to that.
Would you listen to anything?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah, I listen to music, though. That
while you're walking?
Sometimes, yeah. You know, if I'm on a long trek and I haven't seen anybody for a few hours, I'll turn on some music because you get a little bit lonely out there.
See, I'd have sounds on my music that would scare a bear.
That's why I listen to Lil Jon.
You got that right. That's
no, it scares me.
That would scare the heck out of them. What, are we running out of time again?
Yep.
God goes fast. Hey, folks, go fishing this week. The weather is absolutely stunning. I mean, in the 70s, maybe going to touch the 80s. It's beautiful. You need to get out and do something fun. Quit wasting your life away.
Go camping.
Go camping, mowing the grass, having fun, and by golly, if we missed you on the radio, we'll catch you on the water for Josh and Doug and Keith, wherever he is. Big League Fishing on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Hi, Doug Flynn here.
When I got to the age of getting a driver's license, I started paying more attention to types of cars, rules of the road, and yes, what kind of tires to drive on. Well, 46 years later, I still depend upon tires from S&S Tire. Located in Beaumont, Brandon Crossing, Nicholasville, and Richmond Roads, I can be assured of the very best quality and service around. Visit my friends at S&S Tire. You'll be glad you did.
Brantley Gilbert?
Yeah, man, that's me.
You're the best thing to hit country music in a while, man.
I appreciate it, brother, but I'm actually about to go on stage in a sec. Hold up. Is that a Diet Mountain Dew?
Yeah, it's got a great kick.
Yeah, that bold citrus taste.
Yeah. Well, hey, I know you got a show to go do, so, you know.
It doesn't taste like other diets,
man. Hey, well, good luck out there.
Man, I love the taste of Diet Dew.
Brantley, you're on.
Man, I'll give you anything for it.
Seriously?
Anything.
Anything?
Welcome to the home of the hillbilly. Yeah, baby, there's...
Hope it was worth ruining your concert for.
Every sip.
Diet Mountain Dew. Yeah, it tastes that good.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest, and we love him for it.
Central Bank, serious about banking, crazy about UK. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.